Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by InCred Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Yusuf. We thank the management of Sohm Distilleries for giving us this opportunity to host their call today. From the management, we have Mr. Nakul Sethi, Director of Finance and Strategy. I would like to now hand over the floor to Nakul. Open to you. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Nitin, and a warm welcome to all the participants on our earnings call. Before getting into the performance of the Q3 FY24, I would like to address the concerns on the announcement in November 2023 made by a company about the income tax search. This was a routine search that was conducted after a gap of around two decades, and during the search, no unaccounted assets were seized. There was no meaningful impact on the business operations during the search, as it is evident from the robust Q3 numbers reported by us. Since the completion of the search, we have not received any assessment or demand from the income tax department. We will, of course, inform the stock exchanges regarding any update on this from time to time. Our commitment to transparency and compliance remains resolute. Now, on to the Q3 FY24 highlights. Consolidated income reached rupees 2,665 million, a 77% year-on-year growth over the same period last year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 320 million, a strong 64% increase. PAT for Q3 FY24 amounted to rupees 180 million, marking a 71% growth. For 9 months FY24, income was at 9,012 million, up 62% from last year. EBITDA reached rupees 1,096 million, showing a substantial 48% growth. PAT for the 9 months FY24 was at rupees 665 million, up 50%. In terms of volume, beer sales for the quarter was 44.5 lakh cases, up 67% over the same period last year. The mainline brands such as Hunter, Black Fort, and Power Cool registered volume growth of 68%, 59%, and 57% respectively as compared to Q3 FY23. Beer realization for Q3 FY24 was rupees 518 per case compared to rupees 484 in Q3 FY23, mainly influenced by the mix of SKUs. Our nine-month volume was approximately 150.7 lakh cases of beer. Notably, our flagship brand, Hunter, recorded a 21% year-on-year increase. Black Fort grew by 71.9%, and Power Cool saw a 49% volume increase. The overall IMFL portfolio grew by 15.4%. New market entries have been strategic, and with the successful launch of a new strong beer legend in Karnataka. As of 31st December 2023, our total debt was 1,840 million, with cash and cash equivalents of rupees 150 million, reflecting in a net debt of 1,690 million. Our expansion strategy continues with orders initiated to augment our beer facility in Hasan. We obtained permission from Karnataka Excise Department to supply beer brands to Tamil Nadu and enter into a strategic contract manufacturing agreement in J&K for the production of IMFL, diversifying our portfolio and strengthening our market impact. In conclusion, we remain resilient and forward-looking. With these updates, we now invite questions from the participants. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question and congrats for a good set of numbers. So my first question is in terms of our next couple of years, as in sir, J.K. Arora sir was in giving interview yesterday and he was talking about 2000 crore revenue possibility in next 2 years, which would imply a good market share gains even from current levels. So I wanted to understand what are the states which will contribute in this market share gains for us?
Yeah, I think to answer your question, we have got headway to grow in all the states, wherever we are present, as well as the new states which we have started seeding. To give it more color, I think Karnataka, Kerala, UP and Jharkhand, and especially some market share obviously gain in MP will drive those kind of numbers.
Got it, sir. And sir, how are the raw material trending now? As if we had a couple of quarters ago, we had an issue where raw material was little high. So how is the situation now? And how are we things for the coming season, which is Q1, like is the best quarter?
See, the raw material prices have stabilized. We have seen a reduction in the prices of barley, but there has been a very minimal price decrease in the in terms of glass bottles. And as I mentioned earlier also in my previous calls, our dependence on a new glass bottle is much more than what we get from the recyclable glass bottle. So obviously, as a mix, we will have to look out for the input costs in the coming quarters also.
Got it. And sir, one more question is on the tax payments. As in, if I look at my income statement, there is good amount of tax expenses. But if I look at my cash flow statement, the tax expense directly paid isn't much. So can you comment on that, please?
I think for FY, this is, you're referring to which year?
Last year, sir, FY23.
FY23, the tax expense was very less in terms of because of the losses which were incurred during COVID.
Got it. And sir, you are trying to do another QIP. Can you comment on that, please? Is that QIP or will, and what is the use of that fund, sir?
I would not like to comment on that currently at this point of time.
But actually, you don't want to comment on the mode of fundraising, but any comment on requirements for fund, will it use be capex and working capital, or how should we look at that?
We are going to take an approval from the shareholders, and as and when we get an opportunity to acquire asset, then we'll open the issue.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best. I'll join the back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohan Avid from Red Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand how are we placed in terms of capacity now and for the upcoming season, which is strong. We have a 30.2 million capacity, and given like the kind of growth that we've been seeing, do we have enough capacity for Q4 and Q1, which are strong quarters for us?
I did some math and I was looking at my annualized capacity utilization. So I have, I am utilizing the woodpecker facility at close to about 85% on an annualized basis. And we are adding another 60 lakh capacity, which would be there by April of this year. That will take care of the Karnataka and the Kerala operations. Currently, Bhopal is running at close to 65% capacity, and Odisha is at an annualized capacity utilization of close to 40%. So I think for the next year, I'm pretty sorted on the capacity.
Okay. And when you say you, I mean, you are obviously taking the peak capacity, right? Because, or the peak sales we'll do, because this quarter, if you annualize, that would not be, you know, the right number, correct?
I've done that. Done that.
Okay. So, Karnataka should come by Q1, and we'll be dependent on that coming by Q1, but other than that, we have capacity that will facilitate growth.
I think, hopefully, if things goes well, we might, you know, have the capacity before that also, before, I mean, Q1 also.
Okay. And sir, on the beer realizations, we've seen a slight drop QOQ to 518 from 547. So can you, what is the outlook on this in terms of, you know, our product mix and does the realization, where should they end?
I think it depends because we had a, you know, larger share of Power Cool in our total sales mix for this particular quarter. That's why you saw a slight dip in price realization. But, you know, going forward, I think about close to about 530 or 535 would be the ideal, you know, number for realization.
Got it. And sir, lastly, if I look at our last four quarters, our raw material cost is roughly in 64%-65% range. In the past, we were at significantly lower ranges. So not immediately, but over a two or, you know, 12-24 months perspective, where can this head and, you know, what would be the outlook on the EBITDA margins, therefore?
I mean, we are pretty comfortable that we can, EBITDA margins would be in the same range, but say about between close to about between 12%-13%. And you know, the gross profit is slightly lesser because as I mentioned to the previous caller also, that our dependence on new glass bottles is much more than what you know. And when you're growing, obviously you have got a higher requirement of new glass bottles. So that is the reason why the gross margins are slightly less.
Got it, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Umesh Gupta from Ambit Wealth. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible? Okay, great. Congratulations on good numbers. I just had one question on this seasonality part. Looking at your quarterly number, it seems that the seasonality playing out as expected in Hunter and Black Forest, but not so much in Power Cool, which is actually going against the trend. So could you highlight that, why is that the case?
Because Power Cool, you know, the idea of putting a plant in Karnataka was to, you know, slightly reduce the seasonality of the beer business in our company. And that is why you have seen that our growth has been quite robust in the last 2 years, because Karnataka as a market has contributed substantially to our overall growth. And Power Cool continues to be our brand, our go-to brand in the state of Karnataka. So that is why Power Cool has grown much, I mean, much more as compared to the other beer brands.
So, yeah, you don't sell Hunter and Black Forest in Karnataka, is it?
No, we sell, but Power Cool does really well in Karnataka.
Okay. So but, so you think that the other part, which is Hunter and Black Forest, they will continue to show the same trajectory in terms of seasonality, but Power Cool could, for some time till you get a reasonable market share, will grow faster?
I mean, if Hunter does very well in, for example, in Madhya Pradesh and Delhi, And obviously this quarter, you know, because of seasonality, the sales get affected. So that's why you will see that the growth is not as much as we would have wanted Hunter to grow because of the cold condition in these markets.
But could you explain this Q4 thing, because the Q4 conditions are also similar to Q3 in terms of weather. Then why does the Q4 does better than the Q3 historically?
Because Q4, you start doing dispatches from middle of February and March to all the warehouses.
Okay. Okay, okay. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
For the season ahead, so that's why. And then you have got, you know, the onset of slightly favorable conditions for beer consumption all across the country in the March particularly.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. I wanted to know the legend that we launched in Karnataka, whether it is priced above Powerful or it is priced below Powerful?
It is priced below Powerful.
Okay. So we are not trying to push more premium brands in Karnataka then?
We have to respond to the how the competition also reacts, right? So I mean, the thing that most of the consumption which is happening in the beer industry in Karnataka is at those price points only, at which what we are there. So I mean, that's how the situation is right now.
Okay, understood. And our entry into Tamil Nadu, from when do we expect start seeding into that state? Or you already have started?
Yeah, no, we haven't done it. I think we should start by, I think, February or March, we should start.
Okay, so I mean, that would be contingent on the new capacity coming online?
No, it would because initially the volume would not be that big, but by the start of the season, I think then we'll be much more comfortable in terms of capacity also. So we can start the supply.
Understood. The seeding that we have been doing into Rajasthan and Jharkhand, how has the response been, and how long still do you think before, you know, we take a decision whether we want to go and set up a plant in any of these states?
Jharkhand and UP both are doing very well. It will take slightly longer time in Rajasthan. So I think our decision to set up a capacity or to do a contract manufacturing with somebody, I think about we can take a call on that by maybe August to September of the next financial year.
Okay, understood. My last question was on this approval regarding the related party transaction with the promoter entity. What is the primary nature of these transactions that we'll be entering into with the promoter entity?
The promoter entity makes or manufactures ENA, and we require ENA for the blending and bottling of IMFL.
Okay.
So, and we get about 9 to 10% of our revenue through the sale of IMFL.
Right. So
that is the specific purpose of that related party transaction.
Okay, understood. Sure, I'll get back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. We have a last question from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Invasion Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So first question was to set up a canning line for the UP market. How is that doing? How is the utilization? How is the acceptance in the market?
Of the?
for the canning line, the beer cans. We've done a canning line in MP for the UP.
Yeah, that's right. Because canning predominantly, I mean, especially during the summer season in MP, it was more than what we had expected. And especially UP also is a major can market, so the canning line is doing pretty well.
And is it fully utilized?
Yeah, I mean, it depends upon the capacity utilization of the whole plant as such. So you cannot say it is fully utilized because it's a very big canning facility. But we are more than happy at the utilization levels of that canning line.
Okay, got it. And the capex and the capacity expansion we're doing in Karnataka, what is the capex we're incurring for it?
It will be about between 55 to 60 crores.
And we're not doing any other expansion anywhere else for the upcoming season?
We are doing a small expansion in Bhopal also. We are setting up a basically a packing line here. But besides that, nothing as of now.
So this 55-60 crores is including Karnataka and Bhopal?
I think Bhopal would be another 5 crores.
Sure. So my next question is, would we like to quantify what is the kind of revenue we're getting from the newer states of Delhi, UP, where we've been present for more than 1 year now?
Sorry, please come again.
What would the contribution from the newer states of Delhi and UP be that we've been present for more than 1 year now?
For 9 months, I think Delhi is would be about close to about 5% of our sales.
And UP?
UP is about 3%.
So my last question is, we have got into a contract manufacturing in J&K to manufacture IMFL for CSD. What is the rationale for that? Because it's contract manufacturing for IMFL, whereas our focus is always been on there.
We are getting a brand manufactured from those specific parties, and the basic logic is to save on transportation and breakage of the finished goods.
Oh, and when do we expect this to start from?
This is already started.
Okay. And it will not require any investment from our side because it's contract manufacturing.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Best luck.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sanjaya Satapati from Ampersand Capital. Please go ahead.
I received your this resume from Abhinav. And though I will be honest that I have no idea about how big this Pune market is,
I can't hear you.
He was really doing there.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sanjaya. Your voice is very low. Are you on a speakerphone? Request you to please use a handset. Mr. Sanjaya, your voice is not audible.
Last 10 years, and there are big clients in Pune as well. Even when I had my own organization, I was able to make more than
8
Pune
market. So
you
can consider what size the
market
have.
Okay. So sorry, I think I missed that part.
Is
that you had your own
setup
as well?
I request you to move to the next caller.
Sure, sir. Next question is from the line of Pranay Jain from Deal Wealth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. First of all, I wanted to understand what is the realizations that we expect on the beer side as well as IMFL over the next 12 to 15 months?
It's slightly difficult to give an idea because it depends upon you know, the various SKUs which we sell, and as well as, you know, which brands sell in which state, but you can take maybe a 3-4% increase in the SKU prices for the next year.
Got it. And what is the size that we are expecting our IMFL business to grow to over the next 1 to 2 years?
I think it would continue to be in the range of about 10-15% of our total sales.
And could you give us a sense how our talks on the contract manufacturing have been? What are our partners expecting us to do for them over the next 2 years or so?
Yeah, I think in terms of contract manufacturing, we currently have a contract manufacturing tie-up with Radico in our Hassan and with Carlsberg India in Odisha. And we are basically using those arrangements as till we fully utilize the capacity, so we have them manufacture their products there. So that is it.
If you could just give some color on the products, I mean, that we'll be launching and anything that we are developing at our own end, not necessarily in terms of brands, but where you see opportunity based on consumption trends.
I could not get you.
Anything? Are there any new products that we are aiming for foray in the next 1 to 2 years? IMFL?
IMFL?
Yeah.
No, as of now we want to concentrate more on beer because beer is 90% of our portfolio sales. And we, because if you look at our capacity expansion also, we have concentrated more on beer sales. So I think maybe for the next, at least for the next 1 year, we'll want to, you know, grow more on beer sales.
So any new product opportunities you see on the beer side? And the reason why I asked on the non-beer is because we are seeing faster growth in alcobev, in mead segment, in craft segment. So I'm sure we would have looked at these trends and find something exciting for us.
Yeah, so these segments are very small as compared to the overall market size of beer and IMFL. And we, for example, we have introduced Woodpecker. So we would, I think, want to create and make Woodpecker a bigger and larger recognizable brand in the next 2 to 3 years in the beer portfolio. And we would want that Woodpecker should also become a millionaire brand for us.
And we expect this in the next 15-18 months?
I think that we should be able to make it in the next, say, 2 to 3 years.
Okay, all right. And lastly, how do we see the taxation structure, I mean, based on our conversation across different states, are we seeing some kind of predictability over there?
In terms of?
The different costs across states based on the incentives that we have and the kind of investment proposals that the many states have put up where we are expanding capacity also, do we see that the taxation structure is going to get a little simple and similar, or is it still going to be quite varied across different states?
Quite varied. The states and each state has got its own unique taxation structure. So I think that is the way it's going to be, unless you have got a uniform tax structure like GST in which the alcohol is bought into.
Okay. Because it seems quite arbitrary when states make moves. Recently, for example, you would have seen Maharashtra bringing back incentives for promoting wine. So that's why I asked you if you get any visibility on the taxes going forward.
Like I said, that I think it's quite unique in the structure is unique for each state and it's in its own way, so I don't think that's going to change much.
Okay, and on the debt profile, if you could just share a picture, how's the net debt going to look, say, 12 months down the line?
So we might, borrow more for working capital in the next maybe 6 to 12 months. But besides that, I don't think we are borrowing anything in the long term or for any capex.
Okay, so the requirement on an annual basis would be how much?
I mean, if we set up a new plant, then obviously it would be much more, about say 150 odd crores. But in terms of, you are talking of working capital?
Yes.
So working capital, I think annually we will see an increase of maybe 20-25 crores.
All right, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arpit Shah from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand if there is any idea on what kind of growth are we targeting for FY25? Because this year we've actually exceeded our estimates for FY24. And quite handsomely with 60-65% growth.
I was, not able to hear you properly.
Yeah, so what kind of growth are we targeting for FY25? That was my question.
Growth.
Growth.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we haven't had any conversation as to what the next year growth would be, but I think about, let's see how the quarter four pans out and then maybe we can have a conversation about how next year is going to look at.
Because your Madhya Pradesh facility or Odisha facility, they're broadly underutilized, like 65%, 45%, and you're also getting a new plant at Assam. So how will you be catering, like what kind of volumes are you targeting for next year, because you have ample capacity and ample room to take up your volumes for next year. So you think that you will be able to, let's say, cross 59 crores of revenue next year?
That's what I told you. I mean, let me answer that question after quarter four.
Got it. And any headwinds you see in terms of margins?
I think the margins are pretty stable as of now. We expect that we'll close the year also at pretty weak levels only.
So higher the growth, higher the lower will be the margin, given that your new glass bottles will be entering the system, right?
Yes, so I think you can say that we were making about close to about 14.5-15% earlier. We're down to around 12%, so we are already at the bottom now.
Got it. So next year your margins could be higher, given that your revenue base is a lot higher than FY24. But FY25, your PAT growth would be significantly higher than the revenue growth.
I mean, that depends upon the kind of growth we achieve next year also.
Yes. If the growth rate is similar to what we've done in FY24, of course the margins will stay around 12% as you've guided right now.
Let's see, Annie.
Okay, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next follow-up question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, you talked about price hike of 3-4% we can take. So can you comment when exactly do we take that price hike?
Normally the price hikes generally happen in February and March of every year. Or, whenever the state excise policy is formulated.
Sure. So for this year we are expecting a 3-4% price hike.
No, I didn't say that. I said, because it depends upon my price realization, depends upon the kind of SKUs and the brand which we sell. So So I was just telling him that you can take a price hike of 3 to 4% depending upon a favorable mix of the brands which you sell.
Got it. So price hike will be more like product mix due to otherwise we're not taking any every level product hike price hike.
I mean, for example, if I sell more of Hunter in, for example, in MP, then obviously the realization will go up as compared to, you know, when I sell more of Power Cool.
Yeah, that I understood, sir. But just as in on, say, Hunter level, we are not taking any price increase.
I mean, I cannot comment on that.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. And, sir, in terms of overall India, whole India, what will your market share in the beer?
I think it should be in the range of about 5.5 to 6%.
5.5 to 6. So, any direction where do we want to go to in, say, over next 2-3 years?
Obviously, our wish list would be that we reach 10% in the next maybe 2 to 3 years.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. On behalf of InCred Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.